This is the BBC Home Service. What a beautiful melody.
Glad you like it, Mr. Greensleeves. It's the start of my great new symphony, number 8.
Beautiful.
Yes, play it again, lads. Thank you, lads. You'll be pleased to know that I also wrote the Blue Danube Waltz.
And what about Johann Strauss?
Yes, I wrote that as well. But enough of me, and believe me, there is enough of me. Listen now to the tale of The Lost Colony.
It was the spring of 19 Cridnaught Hundred and Thules. The place, the Karl Marx room at the Athenaeum Club in Commercial Road. Inside were gathered important men, men of letters, letters like, "Dear sir, my daughter tells me." In one corner of a room, surrounded by a friend, was Sir Neddy Seagoon, master at arms, doctor of legs, and Stoke Newington twit. They are listening to the wireless set.
You have just heard the Right Honourable R.A. Butler on the financial prospects for the coming year.
Well, well, well. Well, as I was saying, I said to Sir Bernard, why not tie a gold-plated Rolls Royce around her neck and throw it off Peachy Head?
Why did you say that?
I haven't the slightest idea.
I said, do you always make rash statements?
Only to people with rashes. The woods are full of them, you know.
Full of what?
Trees. The woods are full of trees. Well, I think I'll nip down to the stock exchange and buy a few thousand shares in plastic and twill dustbins.
It's all right, you buying these magnificent simulation shares, Seagoon, but what about the Empire? It's falling to pieces, old man.
Gad, yes, Lord Knees. You're right. The Empire is in a state. Oh, cruel fate of a fallen giant.